Stay with these guys now. Coach them up. Keep going.
The Pete Carroll Show. The first word from the Seahawks head coach every Monday at 9:30 with Brock and Salk.
That's exactly what you want.
Presented by Banner Bank on 710 ESPN Seattle.
Good morning, Coach. You're 1-0.
What's up?
Question for you.
Yeah. What
do you got? It's actually a series of questions. Can you win the game in the first quarter? Because I've heard the answer is no, and maybe even hell no to the second and third quarters. But it seems like the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you can
win the game.
That's right. You can.
How much was that the philosophy yesterday?
Well, it turned out to be. You know, it's really convenient when it works out that way. You know, so anyway, it was a good tough game. You know, they played good and they did nice stuff, and we had to figure it out. Like we said, they did do enough different stuff that it took us a while and. So it was a challenging game. Played from behind most of the time. Guys stayed right with it, and we found the way to make the plays when we had to, and that was some really good come-through play by the fellas.
For the X's and O geeks out there, what did they do differently that you weren't expecting?
Well, the defensively, they had their 5-2 stuff for their big guys, and that we knew that could happen because it happened to the Giants. You know, when we're looking back at them and all that, that was something that we had to deal with a little bit. They played us pretty well. They really played our scheme pretty well, and they committed hard to the running game and tried to take it away, and they played effectively. We needed to use a little more variety of stuff and just mix it more. We kind of a little arrogant. We tried to stuff it at them and thought we would be able to knock them off the rock, and giving them credit, they did a nice job up front. But that's just how it goes sometimes, you know. And so we weren't sure about the mixture on offense on the other side of the ball, how they would do it, and they just went to throwing the heck out of it, you know, and they gave up on the running game. We played the run great, which is what we intended to do, and we thought that could happen. I thought Dalton did a good job, and they did enough stuff off the tempo that the screen game was really good against us and kept us off balance a little bit. And they had two terrible big plays, I mean, you know, for us that made the difference in them being close in the game. So it was a good, tough game and a good start. I like that we were able to rise up and make the plays when we had to. And we looked really classy in that regard. And we got off to a start that we're going to build on.
So is that a game that you put away? You go home, you enjoy 1-0 last night and enjoy everything else? Or do you have to watch that game right away on tape?
No, I'm watching the TV copy and the coach's copy at the same time. I'm all over, man. And then that just leads me to a night of, you know, just tossing and turning and all that, because there's just so many things to get. I couldn't wait to get in here because we had to get to work, you know, and totally different game coming up and different style team and all of that. And you know, you spend so much time on the opener that you know, it's kind of out of balance, really. And so now that it's over, and we got to get going.
What is a rope-a-dope? I think you used that term at the end of the game or with the press yesterday. What is a rope-a-dope kind of theory going in?
Well, that's sometimes you find yourself in that theory, you know, and that's, you know, you let them, they take their shots at you, and you let them throw them, and you fend them off, and you deal with it, and when it comes down to it, they don't hurt you, you know, and they don't hurt you enough to beat you, so. That's kind of how it was. They had big numbers, you know, on us, but really I felt like we had control of the game. And so it just didn't feel great, you know, going through it. You know?
You told us in training camp you weren't too excited about dinking the ball around. And when you see a team throw a lot of those 5 and 7 yard passes like they had and ends up with over 400 yards, is that what that is, kind of dinking the ball around, picking up a lot of yards but not necessarily
scoring a lot of
points?
Yeah, because stuff happens, you know, and they got sacked 5 times, you know, and the ball gets knocked around and things happen for you, you know. So it's not necessarily – it's a way that you can move the football. It's a way that you can stat out, but it doesn't mean you're going to win, you know. And particularly, we played very effectively in the red zone, and that's part of it. The field gets scrunched, and then that stuff goes away as it did, and we came through with some big wins.
Did I see an awful lot of base defense yesterday? Your three linebackers on the field?
Yeah, and you know, I like playing that way with these guys because they're really good, and we like them on the field, so we stayed base quite a bit.
How about Clowney yesterday?
Yeah, he did some stuff, you know.
He's good, huh?
Imagine how much he had to try to absorb in such a short time, you know, and he really applied himself. He did a really good job of it, and I think that was a really, really good first performance for him.
46 snaps, that was the plan?
Yeah, sure.
What was your first week with
him like? That's why I didn't state a number, because I had a feeling that it might not quite be one we would stick to.
What was your first week with him like, kind of getting to know him and getting him involved and teaching him everything over the first week?
He was so upbeat and engaging, and receptive and open to everything, where we wanted to play them, what we were thinking, the game plan, the style, the numbers of plays, everything that we threw at him. He just was very receptive. He's so happy to be here and be part of the program. It just showed. So he was just extraordinary. I thought it was as good as we could have hoped for.
Do you welcome him in a specific way? He's a guy, obviously, first round, number one overall pick, comes over here with some fanfare. Do you and maybe
yeah,
didn't feel the love in Houston
over there in that room? That's like
how do you welcome him? Was there something?
A little something, yeah. And he handled everything really well. He was fun to have fun with.
Do you razz him or do you applaud him?
No, well, I think there's a little bit of everything going on. You know, the expectations I don't think any of us can imagine what the expectations are when you're the number one pick in the NFL draft. And when you go to a club and you just don't murder the teams that you're playing, it's hard for maybe in some instances to regard the guy properly. You know, I mean, it's just all of that expectation and who could ever live up to it. And so he had some issues there and he was ready to see something different and he came to a great place. This is a place that he has been received already and off and running and away we go.
Salk asked me last week how you'll use him. Is he your Leo? How does that fit with Ziggy? How do you kind of see using his skill set?
Well, let you wait and see until we get, you know, give us a little bit of an advantage till they see how we do it. But they need to be on the field at the same time. They're too good, and we're not going to alternate those guys. So we'll figure that out. And we were working at it, you know, in the little bits that we had last week, and we're just starting to, you know, kind of tap into it. But they'll both be playing at the same time a lot of the time.
What did Clowney do best yesterday?
Just did his thing, being aggressive. You know, he being on the attack and great pass. He knocks down the screen. You know, that's a heck of a play, athletic play, and running the guy out of bounds. There's a couple other third down plays that he gets right in the quarterback's mug and gets his hands up and the ball goes awry and so he had a bigger effect maybe even than the numbers showed.
How about the rest of that defensive line and their pass rush?
Well, I thought Quentin Jefferson was just on fire. I mean, he did everything. He looked great and that's so exciting to see him come through. He's had a great camp and been a little bit banged up at times, so we've given him some rest throughout the camp, but He looked really good, and it just in the game it showed up. His numbers were great, so that's a big factor because he has a lot of versatility. He can play outside, play the three technique, and play on the nose in some rush situations. So that'll help us. And he really jumped out yesterday.
You mentioned Ziggy? Can we expect him next week?
We'll just go day to day and see how it goes. I'm really counting on that he'll be able to make it. This was his first week with contact where he could really make it. Draw some information on how his shoulder is and all of that. He got sore during the week, and so he should be better this week, and we should count on him.
How is he against the run? I know the Clowney, that's sort of part of his game. How is Ziggy against the run?
A little different. Clowney's reputation is for the penetration plays and getting in the backfield and making things happen. Ziggy is really a good technician. He's really solid, sound online scrimmage, and he's very physical, and he's really a tough guy. More so than Clowney's more of the finesse guy, a movement guy, but they both have the ability to be real effective.
Are you counting on this league to be as pass happy as we saw yesterday around the league?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody loves throwing game, you know. Sure. What does that mean?
It's just extraordinary. I mean, Cincinnati just says we're going to throw it 52 times and we'll run it maybe 10.
Well, they didn't do that maybe coming in. You know, they did that because of how we played them. Mm-hmm. I think they made that adjustment and we kind of forced the issue with them. We really killed the running game pretty good yesterday and that was, we wanted to take that away from if we could and see what would happen, and it wound up being in a dropback game.
The number one thing that the numbers tell you, according to the numbers people, is that passing on early downs is the most efficient way to play this game today. That it is, they do all of their number crunching and all of their study. Like, hey, you got to pass on early downs. You got to pass. You got to pass. You got to pass. This league, look at college football and look how much passing there is still going on. Is this league just going to become more and more 7-on-7?
You know, when you compare it to college game, there's a different balance in the athleticism of the guys playing on defense, and it's the passing game. Basically, you drop back and the guy runs a curl route. It's the same. You know, no matter what league you're in, from Pop Warner on up. And so if the guys are more open, it's just easier, you know, and then the rush is less, and then the the ferocity of the rush, you know, doesn't affect the quarterback as much. So the college game, for sure, as long as the NFL game can hold up to that and the quarterbacks aren't getting beat up and getting knocked around, then they'll stay with it too, you know. But you have to believe in making plays too, and because you can't rush them all the time. It gets too easy with the one-on-one, so you have to mix your stuff and do the best you can. And we'll see, you know, we'll see how it goes. And I don't think 1 week is the amount of games that we should evaluate the season on. Okay.
Did you hear the boos?
Yeah.
What was that about?
I thought it was legit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We
looked terrible. We look terrible there. We get sacked again on the next play, and then, you know, and then it's 3rd and 20. Now they boo because they want to see you throw the ball down the field. Well, I don't care about that boo. You know, that doesn't bother me at all, because we're not going to do that and take a chance of giving them the football in a tight game like that. But that, you know, they're disappointed, and I was too. I was right there with them, and we need to play better now.
I was worried they had never seen a Seahawks game before, because I've seen plenty of games that look like that in the second and third quarter.
And they've booed before too. So
yeah, that's a fair point. I guess they have. You weren't booing, but I noticed some colorful language after the running into the kicker penalty. What, were you okay after that?
No, that's right.
I was about as mad as I can remember seeing you in forever. Were you mad at the call or mad at the player?
No, I was mad we gave him the ball back.
Okay.
No, mad we gave him the ball back. At that time of the game, look at the first quarter. We had the ball 5 snaps in the first quarter, whatever it was, because it was a turnover for them. You know, that's a huge play that we self-inflicted. You know, and so I was just mad that happened the way it did.
Did you know that Dunlap and Crew and Atkins and those guys were that good?
We had Dunlap and Atkins is really as good as anybody we play. You know, top guys in the league, and they played really good. You know, they had a nice game. I thought they did a good job. We didn't knock them off the ball as much as we needed to. And like I said, we were pretty arrogant about it. We went after them, and we didn't get as much movement as we like.
So what's the adjustment to that? Is it to, you know, if that happens again, will you react differently? Is it?
Yeah.
You're not going to give me your game plan you're knocked off the ball?
Appreciate that. People do listen to your show. I know you don't
not
think
many,
so.
Not
I think
many.
It's just the guys in the area here.
It's not many. Trust me. It's not that many.
Men and women in the area, they'll keep it here, but there's more than that. They're listening.
Could we see Mike Iupati back next week?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm really hope so. He was really close. He obviously could go in the game. He went in when we needed him in an emergency situation. So Mike is really close. He wants to play. He's dying to get out there. And so it really looks like he should be ready to practice the whole week, and if he does that, then he'll be able to play.
I got a phone call last night from DK's parents, like, what is Pete saying to our kid? He was never this demonstrative. Never saw DK Metcalf just this demonstrative, talking on
the
field.
He's competitive, man. He's the very first day he was on the practice field, I think, in an OTA session, I think he mishandled a ball or something like that. And somebody said something to him. He went right up and jumped right in the guy's mug. First day. And he was just being competitive. And I didn't know what that meant, you know. But that's how he is. And there's nothing about that I don't like, you know, as long as he doesn't do anything wrong. You know, and his mentality is there. That's what he wants to battle. There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure seems like Russ trusts him.
Yeah, he went to him. Yeah, he went to him in tough situations. And he came through. He's been really good now. I know you've been waiting to see, but he's been really good in practice, and it didn't show any differently. He did make a couple of really good catches. The deep ball was a good catch, as well as the scramble play.
You call that a pop pass?
The slants were kind of, you know, they were hanging on him too. So those were all good grabs.
Sort of pop pass?
I don't know what that was. I don't know.
It was like a frisbee. You don't see a lot.
Yeah, it was like that frisbee football.
I'm not going to try to guess your favorite play of the game. Actually, I probably will. It was probably fourth down stop. That seems like that.
Oh, I love that one. That's not the one.
Offensively, if I had to bet, I'm guessing offensively, it was this play right here near the end of the game.
Chris Carson is going to stay in the backfield, and Russell drops back into the shotgun on third down and a yard. Carson gets the handoff, bounces off a tackle. He's got the first down. He breaks another tackle. He's dragging defenders out across the 30 to the 35. He needed one. He got 21. And there are a bunch of bruised Bengals lying in his wake.
Now,
I'm betting you were also hoping he went down near the end of that and just make sure you don't fumble.
He did it right. Yeah, he did fine. He did it just fine. But there was a moment in there when he was kind of getting like, hey, maybe I'm going to score. You know, and he needed to put that ball away. But he did. He did. Unfortunately, we gave one up yesterday, man. Man, that's such a rarity for us. I hated to see that happen. But
what makes
but,
that
but
play
But my favorite play really was Al Woods picking the ball off. And for a moment there, he thought he was gone. He thought he was going to score. There was like no way. There was no chance. But I know that there was a moment there where he thought, I'm going to score, you know, and boom, he fell down 2 yards.
<in. laughs>
It was a great grab, though.
Can you come back to Carson's play for a sec? Just because I want to. Sure. What makes that play? Because it looks like, I mean, there's some push into the backfield, and he makes a cut, and off he goes.
Yeah. He read the front door cut that happened beautifully. He's done that many times before. A lot of the time, the ball goes up inside, you know, right there, and he set the defense and then went to the next opportunity, and it just was a great play.
6 receptions by him yesterday. Was that part of the plan, or just kind of how it evolved and where he was in the
yeah.
checkdowns? And
yeah,
it's part of the plan.
Well,
and
no,
how
we
it evolved.
We can say this. It's been going on. We would love to have Chris Moore involved and do more stuff with him because he's such a good catcher. And we love to get him on the perimeter. It happened for the touchdown run. Was a great play and just a classic of what we were hoping would happen. He'd break some tackles and make something, you know.
He knocked that dude down.
That's big number 32 looking good in that uniform.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does he remind you of, other 32s? Are there any other 32s he reminds you of?
Yeah.
We're never going to get it out of him.
I still think it's O.J. It's got to be O.J. If it was anybody else, Pete would tell us. It's O.J., right?
I don't want to tell you. I can just kind of
keep
thinking.
Keep it going.
When this is just going to go on and on and on forever. So, how about Russ? Russ, it was kind of a strange day. I mean, he was not like a huge focal point in terms of watching the game. And yet you look up at the end, 2 touchdowns, no picks, 135 passer rating.
Yeah,
and
he really came through for us. And he got rushed really unfamiliar ways. And it shouldn't have happened the way it did. And so we didn't get some of the shots that we wanted to take. So he made the best of it, and you know, I don't think there was many throws he would have back. He did a pretty good job all day long. Did a nice job just handling the club and all, and you know, it's just so he had a kind of a workman's day, but we like those kinds of numbers.
And he holds the ball. He gives the ball on every one of those read option plays until the last one.
Yeah. Well, no. He did. That was. You mean the last one, the last play of the game?
Well, the last drive of the game where he had the 6-yard run to start the drive.
He was going
to
carry the ball with
he had
4 minutes
to
go. You knew he was finally going to pull it.
Tell him that, or does he just has a sense of all that?
Both. You know, both of them. Sometimes, you know, at the end of the game, we thought we'd have a chance because they'd been jumping pretty much on the running back, and so we thought he'd get out, and we just hoped we could get a couple, and even so much in 3rd and 15, you know, we went to him again just to give him a chance.
How did the secondary grade out?
Well, I thought Shaq played one of his better games. I thought he played a really good game on his side, and I think that Trey got worked a little bit because the coverage gave them a couple comebacks, and you know that we were kind of giving up, and so he looks like he was playing off and not real close to those, but those were kind of scheme wise. Unfortunately, he makes a great play down by the goal line, and you could call it either way. He's got contact as he's making the play. Did he control the guy? That's the question: is does the defender control the receiver with his touch? You can put your hand on him, you can't move him. And I didn't think he did. I thought he did it exactly the way you wanted to do it. But they can call it, and they did. You know, so that was that one. The other one was a really unfortunate call on the sidelines. The receiver gave up. John Ross just kind of gave up on the route, and so they're just kind of drifting downfield. And he throws it 10 yards out of bounds. And they for a legal hands call. But otherwise, I thought there was the ball went his way quite a bit. And some of the calls he really couldn't do a whole lot about.
What can we expect from the competition at safety opposite McDougal this week?
Well, we'll just keep going. You know, Lano Hill is back, you know, and he'll be back and he's working, and he deserves a chance to play. Now, he's a really good ball player. We'll see where he fits into it. And, you know, Blair is working his way back, too. So we have good competition at the safety spots now. So I thought it was hard on T2 yesterday. He makes such a bad choice on leaving his feet on the long ball. That's such a costly play, you know, and that's something that he doesn't do. We haven't seen him ever do that. But that was a real heartbreaker, and I didn't know it took the wind out of his sails. We had to get him back ready to go for the second half. He was so pissed that had happened. But there's plays that could be better though, you know, and so we got to keep working at it. Sometimes you try too hard, and in this case, I thought T2 was running and trying to kill everybody, and he might have been over trying a little bit, and it might put him in some situations that he can avoid.
You have a busy weekend at all with the waiver wire and setting your team up and everything going on, or was it pretty calm and cool getting ready
this weekend?
Yeah,
no, it was normal. No, it was normal weekend. Yeah, you know, we had all you know, scheduled out real well, and everything went really clear and clean like it's supposed to, and no problems.
Chris Mortensen reported that you guys at least reached out on Antonio Brown. How would that have worked out?
Is that what you were referring to right there? Yeah.
I figured I'd just come out and say it. Let's just say it. We're all friends here. That was way too subtle.
As always, you know, we try to be involved in every single opportunity, and we were involved with that one, yeah. And just like we have in everything that comes down the pike. John's great about it, and we were ready for, you know, something if something was there.
I mean,
whatever that meant. I don't even know what that means, but whatever.
You got to at least call, right? I mean, any player of that talent level, you got to reach out and see whether or not there's a fit, right?
You guys can count on us always doing that. Yeah, that's how we do it.
What did you think of that whole situation? I mean, we've never seen anything quite like
that. Yeah, it was a real drama. It was a real drama from way back when. I don't know how they got off to such a funky start, but it was just, and I don't know about the Hard Knocks things. I didn't watch one episode of Hard Knocks. But I did see some highlights on the screen when they were showing him. So he had a lot of airtime, I would think, on that show. It just was just a bad situation from the start, you know. And I don't know when it went bad, but it surely wasn't. There wasn't very many positive aspects of it. So he wanted to change. He wanted to get someplace where he felt okay. He didn't feel okay with what was going on. So.
And as you could see watching the Patriots last night, they need a bad
cow, man.
They really need more firepower.
They look great. We didn't get a whole lot out of that game. You know, they got ahead so early and stayed ahead. It's a great start for them.
Speaking of feeling good, Disley, Puna, Nico, a couple guys.
All those guys got some issues, and we'll have to wait and see what's happening. I don't know anything about Nico yet. Tests were coming in this morning, but the other guys got something that we got to deal with. We got to figure out what it means. I don't have any information for updates right now.
What do you think of Ugo Amadi making his first action?
He did okay. Didn't
Why
have
Bradley
many chances?
Hate him? Why does
he
get, have to
get
try to
killed
him?
By the
dude? What was he doing?
Well,
McDougal went after him.
He was jumping the crossing route, and I don't know. You like to think we would avoid that, you know? It's just friendly
it's an
fire,
old
man.
Kansas Oregon rivalry
no,
or something.
No, I don't think there's anything like that. Just unfortunate. But,
how do you feel about this team right now?
Well, I'm excited about it. A lot of positive things happened in the game that you could have got distracted. You know, you could have got distracted by what was going on because we weren't playing as clean as we had anticipated. It's just a classic that, you know, your expectations are where they are and it doesn't always meet up, you know, and it isn't always exactly how you want it to be. But our mentality stayed and we were able to put together a win and get going. And you know, last year at this time, we were going into 0-2, you know, and we're a lot better off than we were last time around. So we'll see what we can do with this one. And it's a big trip going to Pittsburgh. They're going to be all jacked up, you know, and all that coming off their first game. So we'll have our hands full.
Are you getting a sense as to a personality yet for this team?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're down the road on that. Yeah. This has been a very open process. We have communicated a lot. We've been in a lot of situations. I think I have a good feel for these guys, and I think they know what we're trying to get done too. I think we're very connected on the expectations and really what is possible. And so we just got to make it happen. You know, you got to go out and do it.
USC's 2-0.
Trojans, man, looked pretty good the other night. Looked pretty good the other night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to be down there in 2 weeks. Utah coming to town. They can find a way to be 3-0.
They look pretty good.
They do.
Caden, is that his name?
Yeah, true freshman. Just thrown in there.
Made it look easy.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like something like 30 for 34 or 5 or something? 29 for 35.
Everybody in college does that now. Everybody's 30 for 34.
Yeah, but
doesn't even mean anything anymore.
That's Matt Barkley. You know, he's the second game. You know,
that's
first
right.
start.
True freshman.
You know. I think he's the first guy since Barkley.
Mm. Pretty cool. Coach, thank you very much.
Guys.
Congratulations.
Good.
The team is 1-0.
There we go.
We'll talk to you after Pittsburgh next week. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. You know it. Until then, the hay.
Barn.
See everybody.
Get to the chopper!